We need to have some fun because I don't want you to fall asleep.
因为我不想让你们睡着。
So this we're going to do a little bit different.
我们要做比较不同的事情。
This is not what I would normally do.
这不是我通常。
But it'll be all right.
做的事，但是没关系。
I'm going to talk to you about shifting the church paradigm.
我跟你们分享改变教会的模范模啊、这个范例。
Do you know the word paradigm?
你们知道这个模范范例是什么意思吗 ？Paradigm.
Okay, it's the old Greek word paradigm.
这个希腊文 paradigm.
Yeah. So now we're going to talk about the paradigm.
所以我们要提到要来讨论这个模范范例。
Basically, a paradigm is just a structure in which we operate.
模范呢，范例就是我们所在这个架构里面所做的事。
It's the way that we think.
这是我们的想法，我们的这个思想。
And we've been thinking in the church the same way for so long.
因为我们在教会就是这样子的想法，非常的久。
It's very difficult to change.
很难去改变这种想法。
We've done the same things over and over again.
我们不断的去重复的去做同样的。
So we think those are the right things.
所以我们认为这是理所当然。
But if they're not working anymore,
但是如果这个没有果效的话
，we may need to change some of them.
我们应该可以想象要不要去改变一下这个模范这个范例。
So my premise is this.
作为一个前提的。
The church has operated the same way for years.
教会这么多年来一直都是这样子做。
And we are not yet seeing the results that we want.
我们却没有看到这个果效。
Would you agree with that?
你们同意吗？
We're not yet seeing the results that we want.
我没有看到我们所要看到的果效。
We cannot just yell louder.
我们不可以就是大声喊更大声。
Put more balloons outside the door.
或者把在外面装更多的气球来。
We've got to change some of this.
我们必须要改变一些的做法。
So a major change is needed.
很大的改变需要。
To bring about what we want to see.
要能够带出我们所要看到的果效。
So a new way of thinking will be required.
所以必须要新的想法，新的。
If we're going to act differently.
如果我们要做不同的事情。
So I'm going to talk to you about thinking this afternoon.
跟你们讲到这个思想，这个想法。
No fair that I'm the only one thinking that. You've got to think as well.
这个不公平的是，不是只有我要这个这样去想，你们也要有这个想法。
So I'm going to stretch you.
所以我要让你们伸展一下。
And I'm going to stretch.Some of you a long ways.
我可能在你们当中把你拉得很远。
Because I'm going to do some English illustrations.
我要用一些英文来做一些的。
And I know that for some of you, English is your second language.
可能在当中，英文是我们第二种语言。
Or maybe it's your third or fourth language.
或者是你第三、第四种语言。
So I want you to think.
我要你们来思想一下，思考一下。
Everybody ready to think?
你们都准备好要去思考吗
？I'm going to make you think.
我使你们去思考。
Okay, what do you see here?
你们看到什么呢
？What is it? It's how many of them are there?
有几个
？3D movie.
三个写 D movie.
So that, did you ever hear of the 3D movie?
你们听过
？All right.
Now
you see what we're doing. We're making you think. You're really quick at this, aren't you? You're very fast.
很快。
All right, what's this one?
这个是什么呢
Reading.
Reading. 这是读书。
Reading what?
读什么呢
Reading between the lines. All right. Some of you are faster than my English-speaking friends.
念读。
Okay. This is the highest intelligence group I've ever been with.
这是最聪明的一堂课，我所教导的。
So what's this one?
这个是什么呢？上面写 little.
It's actually tiptoe through the tulips.
Oh.
I got a half of it.
So it's a tiptoe through the two lips. So I said this is a little stretch.
脚趾头走经过。
Okay, one more.
另外一个是
，What's this one？
这是什么呢？上面写是土地地图。
How many feet？
Six.
Oh, six feet underground. Okay.
这个就是埋葬在土地下。
That is what we say about somebody that died yesterday.
昨天死的人就。
Now they're 6 feet underground.
他们现在这个土地下面六英尺。
Okay, here's one more.
那这个下一个是什么？
This is a little bit more difficult.
这个是比较困难的一个。
What is it?
Any 1410.
Hey, you're on the right track here.
Any 1410.
Any.
1410. Any 1410.
No, not 14. Any one.
One for one old X.
Anyone for.
One for 10 cents.
Anyone for Tennis.
Tennis.
Ah, right.
Tennis.
Anyone court tennis?
网球吗?
Oh, my. Now, I said I'm just trying to keep you awake, so you have to... You will have to forgive me for this. Okay, now here's a challenge. I'm going to make you think for a minute. How many squares do you see? 16? 17? Oh, there's much more. Okay, 30? Are you sure? How many of you say 30? Again, like I said, the smartest group that I've ever seen. This is it. Okay, let's count them. Start across the top. 1, 2, 3, 4. 16. Watch it. 17.
18. 19. 20. 21.
Now you see where they were.
20. 25. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Yes. Now, Herbert, you were on that so quick. You just counted them, huh? How do you know these things? You just learned it. You're thinking, good. You're thinking, and you're thinking very, very fast. Oh, I know we're in good hands. The church in our city is in good hands with this smart of a crowd. You see, we've got to think. We can't just say, oh, we're going to have church. Okay, 10 o'clock Sunday morning, we'll sing two songs, we'll preach, we'll go home. We've got to think. So my challenge is to change the way you think. Now, in business, there are some phrases that will kill creativity. You probably heard some of these. They go like this. Management would never buy it. Somebody's got this great idea. And as soon as you say it, somebody else says, management would never buy it. Now when somebody says that, it just takes the heart out of you. Here's another one. It probably costs too much. We tried it once and it didn't work. Come on, be realistic. Have you really thought that through?
或者说你有去想这件事想通吗?
We need to follow the rules.
或者说有人说我们要去跟着这个规则去玩。
That's just your opinion.
或者说这只是你的想法而已。
That's not the way we do it around here.
这不是我们在这公司所做的事。
Why stick our necks out?
为什么要去
Every successful business person stuck their neck out somewhere along.
所有成功的这个商业人都是把他们的都是有冒险性的出，had to
take a risk somewhere.
必须要去冒险.
It's too much trouble.
或者有人说这个花太多的这个时间力气.
Or that isn't my area.
不是我的范围.
Now in business, when I teach creative problem solving to companies, we deal with this list of questions. But in the church, we have a whole other list of statements. And now we're trying to think about how to be more effective as the church. So you come up with a new idea. This will work. There's someone in your church who will say something like this. That isn't the way we do things at our church. I'm sure that would offend some of our members.
或者他会说我们可能会冒犯某些我们的会友。
Now, folks, I've been a pastor 40 years. I've heard all of these.
因为我做了牧师，做了40年，我都听了太多这些话了。
We tried that once and it didn't work.
或者有人会说我们试过一次，但是没有成功，没有做成。
I'm not sure that it's in the original Greek.
或者有人说在这个原文，我不确定是不是在原文希腊文里面的原文。
Nobody today. In the church speaks Greek. But we will cut things out because we say that's not in the original Greek. Here's a good way to kill it. I'll see if I can get it on the board agenda. We'll have the board vote. When I first started pastoring, I was in my early 20s.
我那时候才这个,
and I came into the church board meeting. First board meeting I'd been to. They hired me as their pastor. So I go to the meeting.
And
they were talking about buying a lawnmower.
他们在那边讨论要去买那个割草机。
The grass was growing. We need to buy a new lawnmower. So in the meeting, here's the way it went. I make a motion we buy a new lawnmower. Someone else says, but we don't know what kind to buy. So you will be the chairman of the committee and you three go study this for a month and come back. So they came back a month later. Meantime, the grass is still growing. And they came back with their recommendation. We recommend this lawnmower. But one of the guys that wasn't on the board said, that's too expensive. I know someone can get us a cheaper lawnmower. Next month, come back. The grass keeps growing. 2 months later, here's the right lawnmower.
他们就有人说,
One of the guys said, we don't need a lawnmower.
但是有人就提议说, 我就不需要了,
I've got a guy down the street that'll come and mow the grass.
我知道在这条街上有一个人,
well, you ask him and come back in a month and tell us.
那你可不可以去一个月之后再, 你去跟他讲一下,
and the grass keeps growing. 3 months. And we haven't bought a lawnmower. It took 4 board meetings. To buy a lawnmower.
才买了,
if you want to stop your church, send the idea to the board. By the time they decide, it'll be too late. We didn't need a lawnmower. We needed a combine. A big tractor or something. Have you really thought that through?
或者有人说你有真的去想透这件事吗? 还没提出来之前，或者说我们需要跟着这个跟着圣经走，你知道吗?
The new idea.
新的构想.
Oh, we need to follow the Bible.
我们需要跟着圣经，有人这样提议。
Do you believe that?
你相信这样子吗?
Should we follow the Bible? Should we do everything that's in the Bible? Do you think so?
你认为吗?
One time Jesus spat on the ground and made mud.
也是就吐口水, 然后就,
he rubbed it on a guy's eyes. Have we been doing that lately? One time Jesus spit on the man's eyes. Then he touched him. And he was healed. I can imagine the sign outside your church. Come to our church. We will spit on you. It's in the Bible. It just... We kind of do things today that are going to work for us. Oh, folks, I believe the Bible. I believe the whole Bible. But I don't spit on people. Well, if you're sitting in the front row, maybe. While I'm preaching, if I'm preaching too hard, maybe. But when we want to pray for somebody who's blind, we don't put mud on their eyes. No, we pray a prayer of faith. But some people say, we've got to follow the Bible. Well, if we follow the Bible, we've got to all get rid of our cars. Because Jesus walked wherever he went. So we've got to start walking. We've got to get rid of our cell phones. Our television. Oh, those of you using laptop computers. I'm sorry, I can't use the PowerPoint anymore. We're done with that. Here's another one to kill the idea. It isn't in the budget. I'll pray about it. Now, I do believe in prayer. But if someone says to me, I'll pray about it, I would a whole lot rather have them say, let's pray right now. When someone says, I'll pray about it, and then they leave, I wonder if they'll ever remember to pray. So I try to pray for the thing right there. Here's another way to kill the idea. I'll talk to pastor. We have some pastors here today? How many pastors in the room? we got three pastors here. Now, pastors, I love you. Because I am a pastor. But I also know this. Pastors are the last ones to understand the marketplace message. They're the last ones to get it. Because they're living in a different world. And I'm glad some pastors are here today to listen to me talk. Especially since I love the pastors that are here today. But we need to understand, sometimes that'll just kill the idea. Or it's too much trouble. Now, I'm trying to talk to you about thinking new thoughts, okay? So now I'm talking to you about paradigms. A paradigm is a set of rules or regulations that do two things for us. They set boundaries. They kind of operate like a blueprint. And secondly, they show us how to be successful by operating within those boundaries. So in that sense, a paradigm is good. We have a certain paradigm here at Harvest Seminary. We run our classes a certain way. But the paradigm at this seminary is different than most seminaries. Because we are geared to students who are most of you are working full-time jobs. So we do the classes at a different time. So we have a paradigm that works for us. In that sense, the paradigm is your friend. But when your paradigm is no longer working, and you're called to change your paradigm, and you refuse to do so, that's when we have a problem. And that's what's been happening in the church. So here are five principles about paradigms. A paradigms are common.
这个范例是非常的平。
We have them in all areas of life.
我们在生命当中每一个阶层都有。
You have them at your church.
然后在你的教会里面有。
You have them where you work.
在你工作的地方有。
You have them in your family.
在你的家庭里面有。
There are paradigms for nations.
也甚至国家也有。
They're very common.
非常的平凡。
We all have a paradigm.
我们都有这个范例。
So understand.
所以了解。
I have my paradigm.
我有我自己的范例。
The way that my wife and I live is a paradigm.
就是我跟我的太太、妻子生活的方式也是一个范例。
And it may be different than yours.
可能是跟你的不一样。
But we love our paradigm.
但是我们爱我们的这个模范、这个范例。
We enjoy life.
我们很享受生命。
But it's changed greatly over the years.
但是经过多年又有改变。
Now that we're grandparents, our whole paradigm has changed.
我们现在当了祖父祖母，所以我们整个模范又改变了。
Our life is now geared around our grandchildren.
我们现在的生活呢，就是针对着我们的孙子在改变。
So changed our life.
就改变了我们的生命。
That's going to happen with the church.
也同样，这个教会也是同样的。
Now your paradigm.
你的这个。
Can become a problem.
可能会成为一个问题。
If you think it's the only one that's right.
你如果认为只有这个才可以。
When you say, no, this is the way we do it.
就是说这是我们所一直。
This is the way we've always done it.
过去到现在都一直都是这样做。
And this is the way we'll always do it.
然后我们以后也是这样子做。
Then your paradigm becomes a problem.
那你的模范就会变成一个问题。
The person most likely to change your paradigm.
那个原则，这个就是能够改变你的模范的人。
Is an outsider.
可能是在这个局外人。
Now why would that be true?
为什么是一个？有可能是这样子。
Talk to me. Why would that be true? They have a different perspective. New eyes, fresh eyes, absolutely. They're not under the binding of the original paradigm. They don't know what it's done for you. Somebody else. They're going to come with different ideas and different solutions. Because they don't know all the solutions you've tried. This is what the Lord has been using me for the last 6 or 7 years. He sends me out to change paradigms. I go to a group. I give them a new idea. Now I can do it. Because I have no long-term history with them. But I'm respected from my own history. So they allow me to speak. Sometimes you need an outsider. This is true in church. This is true at your business. Sometimes you need a new perspective. I watch this in businesses a lot. They're moving along. Everything's going great. And suddenly they hit a wall. Well, they don't know where to go. So they call in all their employees. And they brainstorm. But they get nowhere. And then they bring in an outsider. The outsider is no smarter. Doesn't understand all the problems. But those fresh eyes can bring about an idea that can work. Number four. It takes real courage to move from the old paradigm to a new paradigm. I mean, you've got to be very, very brave. Sometimes you know you've heard from God. I know I'm supposed to do this. But no one's ever done it before. What if I fail? I'm not so secure. Well, you got to be real brave. To move from the old to the new. But progress only comes.
进步要得到进步呢?
When you change.
就是唯有你改变才能够进步。
Paradigms are useful.
第五个原则是这个模范是有用的。
They help us identify problems.
它让我们发现问题。
They give us rules for solving the problems.
可以让我们有一个规则去啊。
So sometimes they're useful.
有些时候是。
But sometimes they're not useful.
有些时候是有用，有些时候是没有用的。
I put it this way.
我就是。
Sometimes a paradigm is your friend, and sometimes it's your enemy.
模范是你的朋友，有些时候模范是你的敌人。
You need to decide.
你必须要去决定。
Which paradigm you're in right now?
哪一个模范？你现在正在哪一个模范里？
Now I'll talk to you about the church for a minute.
那我在这时候跟你们提到教会。
The church has had a certain paradigm for years.
教会过去多年来有特别的一些模范。
And the church paradigm is this.
教会的模范是这样子的。
We will find a pastor.
我们要去找一个牧师。
Who's called of God?
是被神呼召的牧师。
We will bring him in to plant the church.
我们要邀请聘请他来建立教会。
The pastor will minister to us.
所以教这个牧师要来服侍我们。
Pastor will minister for us.
要来帮我们服侍。
If we have the right pastor,
如果我们有对的正好的牧师，
the church will grow.
教会就会成长。
If the church doesn't grow,
如果教会不成长，
we'll get rid of that pastor and get a new pastor.
我们就把这牧师换掉，再聘请一个新的牧师。
That's been the church paradigm.
这就是教会的模范。在
Everything has been built around the pastor.
就所有都是根据这个牧师来决定。
I want to suggest a new paradigm.
我要给你们建一个新的模范。
Where it's not centered around the pastor.
是以牧师为中心的模范。
But where it's centered around the members.
还是以会友为中心的模范。
Where ministry doesn't happen on Sunday.
这个服事不是只在主日礼拜天。
But ministry happens through the week.
乃是在这个周间发生的。
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to be problem solvers here today.
我们要成一个能够解决问题的人。
We're going to solve some problems for the church.
我们要解决一些教会的问题。
Problem solvers challenge paradigm.
这个解决问题的人，他能够向这个模范挑战。
They assess whether they still serve a useful purpose.
他们会去判断说他们是否还是有。
Or whether they should be done away with.
这些事是不是有用，或者需要把它推翻。
So here is my 9-step.Process.
这个九个阶层的这个
to change your church paradigm.
要能够改变你的教会的模范。
This is my 9-step problem solving paradigm.
这个九步能够改变这个模范。
Now I'll tell you where this came from.
我告诉你们这是从哪来的。
I was in Baltimore, Maryland recently.
在美国东部的 Baltimore, 玛丽兰。
And I was teaching at a college.
在一个大学里面教。
And I was speaking to pastors.
我在对一群牧师。
And I was ministering at a church.
那同时我也在一个教会讲道。
And they worked me hard.
他们让我很就是在那边工作。
They didn't look like it, but they must have been Chinese.
他们看起来不像中国人，但是。
Because I never worked so hard as when I go to Taiwan.
我没有像我到台湾那么忙，他们让我。
They work me all day long.
他让我们就是整天的这个讲。
So I was in Baltimore.
所以我在到 Baltimore 去。
And they had worked me hard for 3 days.
他们就让我在那边很忙。
From morning till night.
从早到晚。
And the last day was Friday.
在最后一天的时候是礼拜五。
And I had been going all day.
我就整天讲。
Took me back to my hotel 8 o'clock at night.
在八点晚上八点的时候才回到我的。
And I was worn out.
我全身已经精疲力。
But I was hungry.
但是我非常的饿。
And right next door to the hotel, there was a restaurant.
在这个旅馆旁边有一个餐厅。
So I'm going to go there to get something to eat.
我就去这个餐厅要买。
And it's the only restaurant within 2 miles.
就是在这2英里之内的。
And I had no car.
那我没有车子。
So it was my only choice.
是唯一的选择。
And it was a place called TGIF.
就是有一个地方叫 TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
谢谢神，那个是礼拜五。
I have another meaning for TGIF.
然后我还有另外一个这个 TGIF 的这个意思。
And that is today God is first.
Okay, 今天神是第一。
But I went into TGI Fridays.
对，我就去 TGIF 这个餐厅吃饭了。
And I said a table for one.
所以说一个人要吃而已。
And they said that'll be about an hour and a half, sir.
他说你要再等一个半钟头。
An hour and a half.
说哈，要等多久？
Now, if you're going to dinner with your friends,
如果你要跟你的朋友去吃饭，
you don't mind waiting.
晚餐，你就不介意在那边等。
But I was by myself.
我一个人在那边。
I want to eat and go to bed.
我只想要赶快吃完就。
I didn't want to wait an hour and a half.
我想要在那边等一个半钟头。
I said, "Oh, is there any way I can get in faster?"
我在想说有没有什么方式让我说进去更快的进去呢？
She said, "Sir, you can go sit at the bar."
他说你可以在那边啊，这个。
I said, "Oh, you serve food in there?"
那我就说你那边这边有没有食物可以吃
？So I looked in at the bar.
那我就到酒吧。
And it was crowded.
然后充满的。
There were people all around the bar.
在那个酒吧旁边。
There were people behind it on every side. But I slid in, worked my way down, one empty bar stool. So I pulled up the bar stool. I sat down. These people were talking that way. These people were talking that way. So I looked straight ahead. I thought, I'm just going to eat and leave. And the waitress came up to ask me what I wanted. And the guy next to me started talking to her. And I realized he'd been there a long time. Now you can figure out why he'd been there a long time. You know what I'm talking about? He'd been there a long time. He needed to leave. But he, as soon as she left, he's now talking to me. So he says, what do you do, sir? Now I've already learned how I can stop people from talking to me or how I can encourage them to talk to me. I learned it on the airplane. On the airplane, if I sit down next to somebody and I don't want to talk, I know what to say. If I'm tired or I need to study, they say to me, what do you do, sir? I say, I'm a pastor. They won't even talk to me the rest of the trip. Now, if I really don't want to talk, then I say, I'm a missionary. At that moment, they fall asleep. But if I want to talk, I say, I'm a business consultant. And they say, oh, what does that mean? And then I can talk to them. And I can tell them about Jesus. So with this guy, I didn't think it was appropriate at the bar to say I'm a pastor. So I said I'm a business consultant, and just opened the door for him to talk to me. So he said, oh really? What do you do? And I said, well, I train corporations. And what do you train them in?
And
the first thing that came to my mind, I said, well, I help them solve problems. He said, oh, you do? What kind of model do you use? I said, well, I have a 9-step problem solving model. I take them from step 1, 2, 3, and then a second set of 3, and a third set of 3.
这是三个步骤的这种方式。
I said, that's my model. He said, oh yes sir, I know that model well.
他就说, 对啊, 先生, 我知道我非常清楚这个模式。
I said, you do? He said, that's the Harvard Business School model for problem solving. Now, folks, I've talked to people that graduated from Harvard Business School. First of all, they don't have a problem solving model. So this is not it. But if you want to say, this is the Harvard Business School problem solving model, and I know it is because this guy in the bar in Baltimore told me so. So that's what he said. So here's my problem solving model for the church. Step one. All of us are called to serve the Lord full time. If we're going to change the church paradigm, this is the first thing we change. This moves us from a pastor-centered thinking to a congregation-centered thinking. All of us, men and women, the trained and the untrained, the mature Christian and the new Christian, all of us are called to serve the Lord full time. You agree with me? That's step one. Step two. Train transformation will come through the workplace.
这个改变呢，要转换呢，要第五将要借着你的职场来。
If we're going to see revival,
如果我们要看到复兴领导
，and our city is going to be reached,
那我让我们的都市能够被
，it's going to come through the marketplace.
我们必须要从职场的地方出来。
Now I believe that.
我相信。
I believe it from God.
我相信是从神。
I believe it from Revelation.
从启示。
I believe it from studying Scripture.
从研读圣经。
I believe it from practical experience.
从个人的这实际的经验。
And my experience is this.
我的经验是这样子。
God wants revival.
神要带给这个复兴。
But we haven't seen it yet.
那我但是我们还没看到。
And we've been doing church the same way for hundreds of years.
几百年的教都是做同样的。
And that hasn't brought it.
但是没有带出。
So we need another idea.
所以我们必须要新的构想。
And the better idea, the one he talks about in here all the time, is business. The third thought, God's plan for wealth transfer is business. And I'm going to talk to you about that one in the next session. Second step, or the fourth step rather, we need to develop ministers for the marketplace.
我们必须要建立在职场，在职场上的这些服侍的人。
Because if it's true,
若是真的话
，that we are all called to serve God full time,
若神呼召我们全部人都是全时间的来
，then we have to be equipping our ministers.
我们就必须要被建造成为可以服侍的人。
I believe this is the pastor's role.
这个也就是我相信是牧师的一个角色。
That on Sunday morning,
在主日的时候
，Saturday night or Wednesday night,
礼拜六晚上还是礼拜三晚上的时候
，his role or her role
的这个角色
is to train
男牧师女牧师
the ministers for their workplace.
就是要来装备信徒在他们的工作的地方能够来服侍。
Fifth, we need to start planning the church in the workplace.
我们必须开始在职场，在我们的工作的地方来建立教会。
Now this one deserves some discussion, so I'll give some more to it in a minute.
这个可能我们需要花时间来讨论这一点。
And then the sixth thing is this.
然后第六。
We're going to release the anointing in the marketplace.
我们要释放恩膏在我们的职场上。
And then we're going to develop strategies.For transformation.
然后我们要来想一个策略，要来改变，带来一个改变。
I'll come back and talk about these.
我们会等一下，我会再回来讨论这一点。
We will enter the marketplace with purpose.
我们要进入职场，有一个目标。
And then we'll repeat steps 1 to 8 until we've got our desired results.
就是重复的第一根到一直到第八步的这，直到我们看到有果效出来。
Now, if I went too fast, I'm going to run through it again.
如果太快，我会再回来。
Number one, all of us are called to serve the Lord full time.
再复习一下，第一就是我们每一个人都被神呼召，全时间的来服侍主。
Now I'll quote anybody that gives me a good quote.
我会去引述任何一个人。
So here's a quote from the children's book Alice in Wonderland.
我就引用这个一个儿童故事书所写的。
In which the Cheshire Cat said, "If you don't know where you're going, any place will do."
他有这一个人，一只猫他所说的话，他说，如果你不知道。你要去的地方，任何一个地方都可以。
You see, if you don't know you're called to serve the Lord,
如果你不知道你被呼召来服侍神
，you just, oh, I'm grateful to be a Christian.
你只是说我哦，非常感恩，这可以。
Then you don't care what they teach you.
那你就不去关心他在教导你什么。
But if suddenly you know who you are,
但是如果突然间你知道你是谁
，you know what God wants you to do.
你知道神要你做什么。
Then you want to learn the right things.
你就会想要去学正确的。
You're going to be hungry for the things of God.
渴慕神的东西。
It's going to cause you to come to seminary on Saturday afternoon.
使你今天来到丰收神学院的原因，在礼拜六下午。
And spend 6 hours.
然后花六个小时听我讲。
Because you want to learn.
因为你要来学习。
Second point. Transformation will come through the marketplace.
这个改变会借着这个职场地方来。
Now Charles Kettering said, "A problem well stated is a problem half solved."
那个就是 Charles Kettering 他说，一个问题如果有讲得很好的话，是已经表示说一半的问题都解决了。
Now you may say, Pastor Rich, you're not giving me enough solutions.
那你可能说，牧师你没有给我足够的这个结论。
Well, before I give you solutions, I've got to show you what the problem is.
但我还没有给你答案之前，我要跟让你知道这个问题在出在哪里。
And we'll get the problem well stated.
我会让你明白这个问题在哪里。
And then your creativity.
那你们有一个创新的新的。
Will take over.
会能够来。
And we'll start solving this problem.
来解决这些问题。
God's plan for wealth transfer is business. I'm going to talk to you about that in our next session.
第三点就是神的计划呢。就是改变，就是这个借着这个职业呢改变，使这个经济能够财政能够转过来，传递。
That was good.
转移这个钱财富转移，借着商业转。财富的转移，借着商业来做。能不能找到？Okay,
I'm gonna take a break here. Okay, now we're gonna try to develop the solution.
我们要来建立这个就是答案。
And the solution is training God's new breed of ministers.
就是要来兴起建立一个新的在职场的这些服事的人。
And I want to congratulate you.
恭喜你们。
Here at Harvest Seminary.
在丰收神学院。
That you have the vision.
你们有这个意向。
To do something like this.
来做像这类的事。
Very, very few seminaries are doing this.
很少的神学院愿意做这样的事情。
Very few.
非常少。
Thank God.
感谢主。
That you're at the right place.
你们在一个对的地方。
Herbert, when did we first meet? Was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
2 years ago.
When I met him, I thought, there's nobody in the world like him. He's planning a marketplace church. I mean, nobody's thinking like this. Except just a few. And then when I met the head of the seminary, Dr. David. This is very unusual. Because here's a group of people who say, we're going to train you. Not to work at our church. We're going to train you to work in your workplace. It's very unusual. But we've got to do it. Because on Monday, we'll all go back to work. We'll be hanging out with our sinner friends. We'll be making money. We'll be believing God that He's going to give us authority. Now, if you know that, you need to be equipped. You want all the help you can get. Some of my pastor friends have a major fear about what we're doing. They think, if we tell our business people that they are in the ministry, then they may quit coming to church. That's what pastors think.
这些是牧师的想法。
If we tell our high-powered business people that they too are the call of God,
如果我们跟我们教会的这些做生意的人讲，那他们是被神所呼召的。
Then they may not come and listen to me.
在职场，他们可能就不来听我讲道了。
I have to be the only one that's called, or they won't listen to me.
我必须要是唯一被呼召的，要不然他们不会听我讲。
And I say to the pastors, the opposite is true.
这可能是相反的。
If you tell them they're all called,
因为如果你告诉他们说他们都是被呼召的。
When you go to work, you're going to minister.
当你告诉他们说你们到公司上班的时候，你们就是在那里服侍神。
Then the people will say, Pastor, I need for you to train me.
那他们就会来到牧师面前说，牧师，请你来帮助我，装备我。
Help me.
帮助我。
So I tell the pastors the opposite will happen.
这个相反的会发生。
We need to develop ministers for the marketplace.
我们必须要建立在职场的这些服事的人。
And so here's what I say in that training.
所以我说在这样的训练里面。
We need to embrace a view of societal transformation.
我们需要接受这样子的社会改变的这一个看法。
In other words, we need to start thinking, not just I want my church to grow.
我们必须要改变我们的想法，说不只是要我的教会增长。
But more, I want my society to change.
我需要看到这个我的社会能够得到改变。
As a result of our kingdom impact,
因着我们国度的这个影响力，
I want the crime rate in my city to go down.
使这个城市的犯罪率降低。
I want the divorce rate to go down.
使这个离婚率降低。
I want more successful businesses.
我要看到更多成功的企业出来。
We want to stop the gang activity.
要停止这些帮派的活
动。We want to stop poverty.
要停止这些
We want to stop oppression.
要停止这些压榨。
We want to stop the shedding of innocent blood.
停止这些流无辜人血的事情。
We want to bring about a transformation of our society.
愿意带给这个社会有正面的改变影响力。
Now, because I've been a pastor for a long time,
因为我自己个人做牧师这么多年
most pastors don't think like that.
大部分的牧师不是这样子的想。
They're successful if their church is bigger this year than last year.
认为说他们的成功是如果是今年这个教会的人数比去年
And that's really all they care about.
这只是他们唯一所关心的事。有没有？
If the church is growing,
增长有没有人数增长？
And we're good.
他们认为说，如果教会人数增长，就是。
But I think it's more than that.
但是我觉得不只是这样子而已。
So I say to pastors, educate and train yourself.
我鼓励牧师就是你要接受更多的教育，然后也接受更多的装备。
I say to pastors, understand that you cannot become a leader overnight to those who are far advanced to you.In experience, practice, and understanding.
了解说你不可能成为一个就是你经过一个晚上就成为一个领袖，给那些在比你有更多经验、更多这实际上经验跟知识的人。
I have a whole reading list for pastors.
我有一大堆的这个书要请你给牧师看。
Because I say to the pastors, you need to educate yourself.
因为我告诉鼓励牧师们，你们必须要再继续受装备。
I put the list in the back of my book.
我就把这些书都列出来了。
I said you need to read some of these books.
我就会建议说，你们必须要看这些书。
It'll help you.
可以帮助你们。
And if you look in the back of my second book.There's a long list of what I call the kind of good reading for pastors.
在书的后面有很多我推荐给牧师看的书，在他的第二本这个 God at Work Volume 2，人在工作在工作的这一本书，第二册里面的后面。
These are great books.
这些都是非常好的书。
All of them.
给牧师看所有的这些所有的书。
And you know Ed Savosa's book is in here.
Edward Savosa 写的书。
Oz Hillman's books are in here.
还有其他人的书。
There's just a whole list of them.
有很多的书可以看。
And I encourage pastors to.
我鼓励牧师们。
Train themselves.
给自己装装备自己。
See what's going on.
要看看是在发生什么事情。
Because as a pastor, you're called to develop these ministers in the marketplace.
就是你神给牧师的呼召，也是要帮助这些人装备他们，能够使他们在职场上面更能服侍神。
And then step five is planting church in the marketplace.
第五呢，就是说。在这个职场的地方建立教会。
Now here I'm not talking about the formal church.
我并不是说这种正式的教会。
I'm not talking about starting a new church and getting a pastor and getting a building and all of those things.
我所这里所讲的在职场的教会不是一般传统的教会。
I'm talking about this.Because you are the call of God.
因为你们都是被神所呼召的。
And because you are the church.
因为你们就是教会。
Wherever you go,
不管你去哪,
that's where the church is.
你就把教会带到那里去。
You understand?
你们听懂的意思吗?
So when you go to work on Monday,
你礼拜一去上班的时候,
the church is there.
教会也就进入到你的公司。
So think in your mind.
所以在你的思想里面,
because I'm the church,
想你的在思想里面想,
the church is here.
我就是教会, 教会就在这里。
So I want to have a church impact.
所以我要有教会要有影响力。
Someone says to me, well, Rich, if you plant a church in the marketplace,
所以有人就问我说, 如果你在这个职场上面建立一个教会,
what time does that church meet?
那你们教会是哪时候聚会啊?
It doesn't have a meeting time.
没有,其实没有任何一个时间。
Where does it meet?
那在哪聚会呢?
It doesn't have a meeting place.
不一定会有地方聚会。
What's its program?
那是什么节目呢?
It doesn't have a program.
不需要有节目。
Who's its pastor?
谁是他的牧师呢?
You are.
你就是他的牧师。
God put you there.
神把你放在那个地方。
He wants to use you there.
神要使用你在你的工作上面，工作的岗位。
So He's going to use you.
所以神要用你。
So what you do is start thinking.
所以你要开始有这样子的想法。
When I go to work,
当我去上班的时候
，That's the church.
教会也就在那。
Because I'm the church.
因为我就是教会。
When I get into work,
当我去上班的时候
，We're a church.
我们就是教会。
What happens at church?
在教会有什么事发生
？Miracles，
神迹奇事
，Prayer，
祷告
，Worship，
敬拜
meeting of needs.
要帮助有需要的人。
Those are the things that we do at work.
这些是可以在我们工作地方发生的。
You start watching.
你就开始看。
You see somebody that's hurting.
你看见有些人他们有受伤害的。
You pray for them.
为他们祷告。
Now don't take work time to do this.
不要在你上班的时间去做这些事情。
Your boss may not be happy with you.
你的老板可能不会很高兴。
But you can pray.
但是你可以祷告。
Without taking any time.
不需要花时间。
Or you can meet with them after work.
或者在下班以后跟他约时间，跟他一起祷告。
See, just by being who you are.
就是做你做应该做的。
You can change the atmosphere.
你可以改变那个环境。
A friend of mine.
我一个朋友。
His name is Arthur Burke.
他名叫 Arthur Burke.
Arthur sir told me, Rich, I put this into practice.
他就跟我说，我就照你的话去行。
He said, I laid down my ministry. He's got a ministry in Southern California.
他原先在南加州有一个服事，他就放下他的服事。
I went and got a job as a plumber.
他就去做一个水管工人。
I'd been a plumber 20 years ago.
他说20年前做过水管工人。
I went back and got a job.
我又回去找这一份工作。
Was a small company.
在这个小的公司。
I was the least experienced plumber there.
所以我在那当中是最没有经验的人。
I didn't know anything about today's plumbing methods.
我根本不了解今天的新时代的这个水管。
But I went with one purpose.
但是我去那个唯一的目的。
I'm going to see if I can change this company.
我是想说可不可以改变。
Without telling anyone I'm a Christian.
但却没有跟任何一个人说我是基督徒。
I won't tell them I'm a Christian.
我不要跟他们说我是个。
I won't start a Bible study.
我也不要开始一个查经。
I won't start a prayer meeting.
我不要成立一个。
I will simply go and work there.
去唯一的去那工作。
And say, Lord, use me.
只是说神啊，求你用我。
In this place.
在这个地方。
I will pray for the company's success every day.
为这个公司的成功来祷告。
I'll pray for my fellow employees.
为着我同事的祷告。
But I won't let them know what I'm doing.
但是我不要让他们知道我在做什么。
He said at the end of the first year,
他说经过一年以后呢,
the company's profits had tripled.
这个公司的他的赚的钱就加倍三倍。
At the end of the second year,
在第二年之后呢,
he started leading people to Christ.
他就开始带他们当中的同事信耶稣。
There were only 8 employees.
那他当中只有八个。
That year he led 5 of them to Christ.
他就全部八个都带来信耶稣。
The next year he led the other 3 to Christ.
哦，就这第一年带了五个，然后第二年带三个。
After 3 years he left.
结果三年他就离开那公司。
I proved it.
那他说我已经试过。
Without preaching.
没有跟他们讲道。
We changed the profit.
就改变了教这个公司的。
We led the people to Christ.
他的这个营业。
We turned a business into a kingdom business.
把这个企业呢改变成这个国神国。
And all I did.
那我唯一所做的。
Was acted like the church.
只是就是做一个真正的教会。
And that's why I say to you.
就是也是同样。
You can do this where you work.
可以在你们工作的地方做同样的事。
You can do it.
你们可以。
But don't start preaching.
但不要在那边传道。
Don't start playing the loud music.
不要在那边放大声的敬拜赞美的歌。
You start acting like Jesus.
但是乃是要活出耶稣的生命在那里。
Release your anointing in the workplace.
释放恩膏在你的职场。
You have an anointing.
神已经给你这个。
Now release it in the workplace.
在职场要释放出来。
And then we deploy the plan.
然后我们就要去做这个实施这个实践这个计划。
We need to start developing.Plans, strategies for transformation.
So, 你要开始要去构要去想这个策略，要改变的策略。
Here's another quote.
这另外一个引述一个人的话。
Kind of a business quote.
是个商业的话语。
Said all quality improvement takes place project by project and in no other way.
所有的品质的改进呢，是跟着就是一个。一个计划一个计划来，没有任何其他的方式。一个小的这个计划
，step by step，
一步一步来
，day by day，
每天每日
，you'll make a change，
你就可以带出改变。
Now enter the marketplace with purpose，
然后进入这个职场要有一个目的。
This is very important because most of us go to work just to make money。
因为大部分人进入在工作的时候，只是去要赚钱而已。
Most people I know。
大部分我所认识的人呢
，don't even like their job。
他们根本不喜欢他们的职业。
They wish they could quit their job。
他们希望说他们多这个巴不得他们能够这个辞职。
They can't wait till they can retire。
他们等不及他们要能够退休。
I just like to make a lot of money and then quit.
他们只想说赚很赚钱赚够了就退休了。
But it all changes when you see that your work is ministry.
但是如果你知道说你在工作的时候也是一个服事的时候，就完全不同的看法。
Those people need me.
因为你会想到这些人需要我。
If I'm not there, they won't hear about Jesus.
如果我不在那的时候，他们就听不见耶稣。
God, you put me in this place.
神啊，你把我放在这个地方，摆在这个公司里。
Some people want to quit their job.
有些人他们要辞掉他们工作。
But God doesn't want you to quit your job.
但神不要你辞掉你的工作。
He wants you to stay right there.
神要你就留在那个地方。
And bring about the impact.
要带出一个震撼，一个影响力。
That needs to come. And then we just repeat 1 to 8 until we've got our results.
我们就重复做前面第一到第八步。直到我们看到有果效出来。
So that's my 9-step problem solving process.
九步能够解决问题的方式。
All of us are called.
我们每一个人都被呼召。
Revival will come through the workplace.
这个复兴会借着在职场来 带出来。
God's plan for wealth transfer is business.
神他的计划要转移这个财政。
Therefore, we need to develop workers.
的这个职场。
And we need to plant the church.
需要来建立这些。
And we need to release the anointing.
要建立教会在职场，要释放恩膏在职场。
And develop some plans.
要建立，要想出一些策略，能带出改变。
Enter the marketplace with purpose.
进入职场有一个目的，进入职场。
Okay, we're going to take another break.
需要再休息一下。
You're a great crowd.
你们是个非常好的。
I'll see you in 10 minutes.